Hello and welcome to The Writing Nest, brought to you by the Marlon Fitzwater Center for Communication at Franklin Pierce University. Our guest today is Danica. Danica, you work with Amaya on this project?
Yes.
Was that fun for you?
Yes.
Well, let's hear what you've got for us. Let's hear your story.
Help, I'm lost in space. They brought me here and I'm stuck on the moon and my rocket broke. So I have nothing, no food, no clothes. And there is an alien with big eyes and he looks like he's going to push me off the moon. The moon looks like cheese and I want to eat it. I still do not have food or clothes, so maybe I could talk things out with the alien, and maybe, just maybe, he has some clothes from the last person that got stuck on the moon. I'm walking near the alien, and then I come to a stop. I remember I have an energy bar in the emergency spot in the rocket. I have a problem. The rocket's gone. Wait, gone? What happened to it? Oh no, it is getting darker and darker by the second. Okay, I have to go to the alien and see if he stole it. Oh no, I fell. Why am I bouncing? Now I'm in a slide. Why is it so loud? Then I scream, "Stop!" I think I screamed so loud I lost my voice. They all stopped the music and I say, "Why are you dancing without me?" Then I get distracted and start dancing and I fall asleep. Then I wake up and I go looking for the rocket. "Hey, stop, did you steal my rocket?" Then the alien says, "Yes, I'm sorry, I needed somewhere to sleep. Can I have it back? I need to go home," I say. "Yes, here you go." So I start fixing it with the tools that were in the rocket. Yay, it's all fixed. So I go say bye to the aliens and I'm off. When I get home, my family is happy to see me. One day I was using the bathroom and my brother was hiding in the shower. Then all of a sudden, he popped out and flushed the toilet. I went right with it. Next thing I knew, I was in the pipes all alone. It was dirty, thick, slimy, and I was disgusted. I ended up in the middle of a lake. It was full of fish that could barely breathe, and I was all alone still. I screamed for help, but nothing. Then I came across a boat that was about to crash. I tried to save it, but I couldn't move because I was so frightened. Then someone jumped off the boat to save their life and mine too. All of a sudden, we were traveling back in time, and next thing I knew, the guy who saved me was in my bathroom with me and my brother. He was so frightened. I screamed, "The end!"
Thank you for joining us for another edition of The Writing Nest, brought to you by the Marlon Fitzwater Center for Communication at Franklin Pierce University.